For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly. There's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Kira, interesting debate in the Irish Times today about the 25 bonus points that you get for higher level maths. The Niamh O'Mara, who is the Associate Professor in Mathematics Education in the University of Limerick, basically saying we need to reform the system. She doesn't think it's working. She says basically it hasn't led to an increase in competency in maths. It's the sole reason, the bonus point is the sole reason why many people are doing maths at higher level. It's increasing pressure on students and it is actually impacting on really good students because the pace of lessons has dropped. Teachers are saying it isn't working, basically.
Really?
Do you agree?
No, I don't actually, because back in the day when people didn't do honours maths very much because they considered it too hard, that bonus was brought in to encourage people to do it because we were raising generations of kids that were only trained to pass maths levels. I've had two kids go through the Leaving Cert. One did pass maths, one did honours maths. So one got the 25 bonus points, one didn't. I think that's fair enough because the amount of work that went in to doing honours maths, it's bloody massive. And we are an advanced economy. We're a technological sort of thing. We need maths for STEM. We need maths for coding. We need maths for all sorts of things. And why would kids do it without the bonus?
This has not increased the competency of maths. In fact, it's led to class standards actually dropping. And this is an expert in the field. Do you know what? I also think, though, as well, I actually think it's blatantly unfair. I think the Leaving Cert is biased towards people who are good at maths. If you're really strong at maths, you'll get a H1. Whereas if you're really strong in English, there's no guarantee you'll get a H1. You'll also get a H1 in applied maths, which it seems you can do on the side and still get a H1. I think the whole system is skewed towards maths. I think it's really unfair. I've never understood the fairness of getting bonus points for one subject that some students are good at. But if you're good at history or good at English, you don't get it.
Yeah, I would argue that maths feeds into all the STEM courses, all the science courses. I think that it is of huge advantage.
But then use it for points for those subjects, but nothing else, if that's the case.
I think we want to encourage people to... Anyway, look at... Let us know what you think out there. I think that this is... And as I say, I've had kids get the 25 marks and kids not. So I still think it's fair. Let us know what you think out there this morning. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
Well, let's bring in teacher Conor Murphy to this debate now. Conor, what is your take on the bonus points for maths?
As somebody who did ordinary level maths and then repeated did higher level maths, my perspective of this is quite personal. But I don't think the bonus points is indicative of the problems with the Leaving Cert in totality, and that is the CAO, which undermines education at a fundamental level. Everybody's talking about the bonus points and the maths, and it gives you 25 more points. And if you got 40% in higher level maths, you get 71 points. If you did ordinary level maths, the highest you're going to get is 56 points. It's all about points, 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 points. There's no talk about the actual educational value anymore in the Leaving Cert.
Yeah. This kind of feeds into that, though, doesn't it? The bonus points.
Well, that's exactly the problem. So why are they picking maths? They're picking maths for the bonus points. They're not picking maths in order to study maths, in order to use maths later on in their lives, or to enjoy maths. As an English teacher, I find that difficult to get my head around a little bit. But I'll give you an example. I'm going to be teaching the new drama, film and theatre studies course next year. And I'm trying to promote it around the school. And the first question the students are asking and the parents are asking is, how easy will it be to get points? They're not asking, what does the course entail? They're not saying, oh, my son and my daughter would love to do that course, and they would love to do it. They're saying, what are the points? Everything is extrinsic, and they say this in the report. These are all extrinsic, external reasons for doing the courses. So these are not intrinsic. It's not about the love of the subject or the student.
You probably haven't the chance to read Niamh O'Mara's piece in the Irish Times today, but she's a professor in maths education, so this is an area she knows, and obviously she loves maths. But she's saying bonus points is the sole reason many students are doing higher level. She says that increases pressure on students, and she also says the result is because there's more students doing higher level maths, the pace of classes has dropped. Teachers are having to avoid content due to the lack of readiness. They're having to revisit content. She's saying it's not helping maths, actually.
It won't help maths, and I can absolutely understand. So if you have a class, some classes are weaker than others, and you slow down the pace in order to make sure everybody comes along. And if that's happening all the time in a subject like maths, then obviously the standard is going to diminish substantially as the years go by and the years go by. And these might not be reflected at all in the grades at the end of the day.
In a word, Connor, would you scrap it?
I would absolutely scrap it. There's no need for it whatsoever.
Okay. Teacher Connor Murphy, thanks as always for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.